While students across the country were engaging in monkey business over spring break, kids from Bloom Community School spent their vacation with primates at the Louisville Zoo. GLT's Ryan Dunham caught up with Bloom students Tess Halperin and Wes Calmus Finch, as well as Ellen Furlong from Illinois Wesleyan University. Bloom head teacher Grace Sheese says the idea was to close the gap between what life is like in the wild and what it's like in captivity.
The Louisville Zoo was the star or the bow on top of this inquiry project that we did. And so we started with the kids chose a primate that they wanted to research. And then they researched on what the life was like for those primates in the wild. And then we try to figure out what life was like for them at Louisville Zoo. And then the idea was that they were trying to figure out how to close the gap between what life is like in the wild versus life was like in captivity.
Let me bring Tess and Wes into the conversation here, two students who went on the trip. So Tess, what did you do down there? Tell me about your experience at the zoo.
Me and my group, we were the monkey group. So we made different enrichments for the monkeys.
What kind of enrichments? What was your project like?
We were working on a ladder for the monkeys so they had something to climb on.
Look, he found it.
What is this magic?
Because they the monkeys like climbing on things a lot. So we made a ladder and we put food at the top of the ladder so they had something to actually get them up the ladder.
And Wes, what about you? What did you work on at the zoo down there?
My group was doing the orangutans and our group thought that the orangutans were the most intelligent species out of all the primates, so we thought we would make them some kind of gadget, I guess, that they would have to open to get some food. So we made a box with a hinged door that they could stick a stick in to open it up and get food.
Well, what's something about orangutans that you learned while you were there that just kind of blew your mind? That was just, wow, I didn't know that.
I learned that they're a lot like humans, a lot more than I thought. When I read about them in books, they seemed like the closest thing to humans. But actually seeing them do things that humans do, it was really impressive.
What about you, Tess? What was something you learned on the monkey team, which is, by the way, the coolest team name of any team that's ever existed? What was something that you learned about monkeys that just blew your mind and really was new to you?
I learned that monkeys were very picky animals because they don't like a lot of things that we made. So learned that they were very picky on what they do.
Let's bring Ellen into the conversation from Illinois Wesleyan. You've been doing these trips now for a couple of years. I think this is your fourth time at the zoo?
Yeah, I've taken students, I believe four times to the zoo. I've had a long relationship with the zoo. I started out as an intern there when I was a freshman in college and have been working with them ever since. So
for the college students at Illinois Wesleyan who go on these trips, what have they got out of the experience?
So my students really learn a lot about ethics and about how to think about other minds. I'm a cognitive psychologist, and my students are generally really interested in how other animals think and how they make decisions. And so working closely with the animals in the way that they do over the spring break trip allows them to sort of put into practice the things that they've learned in the classroom.
What are some of the ethical issues that come up when you're in a zoo setting like that?
Yeah, so when you have animals in captivity, a lot of times they don't have the same kinds of challenges that they would encounter in the wild. So instead of having to go out and forage for food, their food is just presented to them by the keepers. And it can be boring if they're not stimulated cognitively throughout the day. The American Zoological Association has guidelines for providing enrichment, which is basically that cognitive stimulation. And a lot of zoos work really hard to make sure that they are providing adequate stimulation for their animals, but they can often be limited by time and resource constraints. So it provides a really good opportunity for us to come in, and we've got some time and we've got some resources and help them meet their goals for making sure the animals are well cared for.
And what was it like to have these younger students from Bloom along on the trip this time?
Yeah, it was really fun to have the younger students along this time. They provided some energy and some different kinds of enthusiasm than we often get with the college students. They are enthusiastic and energetic, but in a different kind of a way.
Well, Grace, let's circle back to you. Why was this a trip that you felt was going to be something special for your school? Why did you put all this together?
Well, it really started with Ellen and I having breakfast and talking about something totally different. And I just casually said to her, you know, I've been thinking about this trip that you take with your students, and I wish that I had something like that for my students. And Ellen said, oh, well, do you want to come? And I said, sure. And that's how we got the ball rolling. But for me, the trip was important to for my students, because I feel like this is a chance for them to gain confidence in all kinds of ways. And actually, I really noticed the week after we got back from the trip. It was really notable how different everybody felt, because not only were they having an authentic experience based on learning that they did at school, meaning they saw the animals that they were studying, and they built things that then the zookeepers went and put in, and they got to see how the primates interacted with their creations, which for me is huge, and that's really a huge learning moment right there.
And they're just eating water.
Well, they are using your enrichment.
Yeah, they are.
The foot just...
And whether it was successful or not, like, the monkeys didn't really climb the ladder, you know, or having to figure out how to make the door for the orangutans, how do we make it open, and do we have to tilt it up or not? I mean, all of those things are these problem-solving skills and skills that the kids will take with them after they leave school. But there were other things that were really important that came out of the trip, and one of that was some of the kids had never spent that long away from the parents before. And so we actually stayed at Ellen's cousin's house. He was really gracious and let us stay at their house. And so the kids, we came up with a menu. And so we knew that we're going to eat 3 nights a week, like in the house, and then we're going to go out to dinner our last night. And so the kids and I, we came up with a menu, and then we had teams of people who were cooking and then teams of kids who were cleaning up that night. And some kids had cooked, like Wes and a couple, and his team, actually, they made breakfast for dinner. And they were on it. You know, they made, like, Wes and another one of his classmates, Lissy, they knew how to make pancakes already, so they were on. You know, and then Natalie already knew how to make eggs, and she was on that. And then I had kids who's never cooked before. And so after, I think, going through, and not only were they just having to cook for themselves, they had to cook for a lot of people. And I think after that, they were just more confident in themselves. And realizing that, yes, I can make food, and it tasted good, and nobody got sick from it, and or things like, how do I load the dishwasher? How do I wash a greasy pan? So, like, all of those things, I think, were really, really important to build their confidence. The kids also felt really different when they came back, because they felt more cohesive as a group as well. We had this great adventure, a shared experience that I think really binds everybody together, which I think is something that's, I just really wanted my kids to have that experience.
Yeah. Well, Grace, how does a trip like this fit into Bloom Community School and your kind of larger vision of education and how kids learn these complex concepts?
This is the perfect example of what we strive for at Bloom. So we really believe at Bloom that the kids need to learn what we consider transferable skills. And one of those are something called 21st century skills. And the 21st century skills focuses on things like learning how to problem solve, learning how to be effective communicators, how to be leaders. And those are the type of skills that the kids are going to need to take with them as they grow and become adults. And so the content, what they learn at school, it's not that it's not important, but in a way it's almost secondary. Because if you knew how to problem solve and you knew how to ask good questions and you knew how to answer those questions, so if you didn't know about, let's say, the Civil War, you have those skills to help you research and discover those answers. Or things like, we talk a lot about how to triangulate your research. You can't just find one website and say, oh, that's the answer. You have to be able to figure out, is this a reliable resource? What are other reliable resources? And do they also tell me the same thing? And so they form a triangle to show themselves that what they found is true. And so, and then once you have that research, we try really hard to figure out then how can the kids use that so that they are understanding that the things that they're learning are just not contained within the walls of a school, but that these are life skills. And so going on this trip is the perfect example of what I personally hoped for us to do more of in these grander scales, because they did the research. We looked up the Louisville Zoo. We talked to Ellen. We looked at all these pictures of orangutans, but nothing can quite capture that feeling of actually seeing, right, like the gorillas in person.
Students and teachers at Bloom Community School who spent spring break learning with the primates at the Louisville Zoo.